on the hot, dry sands of Karbala in the land we now know as Iraq. He stood after his companions and he watched his companions and his family members down to his six-month-old son give up their lives, sacrifice their blood for the cause of Islam and for the sake of God. After he had watched his family give up his life, after he had his hands had become sore and his back had broken from carrying the bodies of his companions and his family, after his throat had become so parched and dry from 3 days of thirst, he stood on the sands of Karbala and he looked to his right and he looked to his left, and finally he turned his gaze upwards and he said, "Hal min nasir yansuruna?" Is there anyone who will respond to my call of help? Today, we are here today to respond to that call by saying, Labbaik ya Hussein! 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 Ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein!
But what is this call? What exactly was Imam Hussein calling for, and who was this call meant for? This call was not a call simply for the people of 13 centuries ago. No, it was a call for us today. It was a call not limited only to us, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. It was a call for all of humanity, for all of mankind. And it was a call towards peace. It was a call towards justice. It was a call because the people of that time had left Imam Hussein alone to fight alone for the cause of justice. But today, we will not leave the people of the world alone to fight injustice. Instead, we will stand in solidarity as long as there is a single person on this planet who suffers from injustice, no matter what religion this person belongs to, no matter what race, no matter what family, no matter what ethnicity this person belongs to, we will stand here in solidarity with them. We have been here before. We have been here in April. We have been here countless times before to protest against the killings of people in Pakistan, the killings of people in Afghanistan, the killings of people in Palestine, in Bahrain. And we are here today specifically to protest against the injustice and oppression that's going on in Saudi Arabia by the people who call themselves Muslims. We are here to protest against, specifically against the arrest and detainment of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, who is a Saudi citizen and has been detained unjustly. We are also, don't ever mistake our call as being limited to a certain group or limited to a single person. No, our call is universal. And we want to also draw attention to the fact that people in Pakistan have been Shia people in Pakistan have been constantly targeted and continue to be targeted today. And we especially also want to call the people of the world and the governments of the world to condemn these actions, especially the United Nations. My call is specifically to the governments because they are the people who have more power than I and you do. I want to call it to the governments of the world, especially the governments of the Western world, especially the governments of Canada and the United States. Oh, you who champion, who profess yourselves to be champions of freedom and justice, why does this freedom and justice not extend beyond your own borders? Please apply this justice also to the people of Saudi Arabia who are suffering from injustice, to the people of Pakistan who are suffering, to the people of Bahrain who are suffering, and especially to the people of Palestine, who have been suffering for decades now. In terms of this Palestine question, we actually have another protest scheduled here for August 17th on Al-Quds Day, which is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan. So that's on August 17th at 3 p.m. here in front of City Hall. Keep the voices raised. Keep the message of Hussein alive today, tomorrow. Kullu yawmin Ashura, kullu ardin Karbala. Every day is Ashura, every place is Karbala.
Labbaik ya Hussein!
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 Ali Saud, you will see!
Sheikh Nimr will be free!
Ali Saud, you will see!
Sheikh Nimr will be free!
Ali Saud, you will see!
Sheikh Nimr will be free!
Ali Saud, you will see!
Sheikh Nimr will be free!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik! people of the world to raise their voices with our voices, raise their hands with our hands, and fight against injustice as long as it exists on this earth. Thank you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ali Muhammad.